Everybody, it is Chris Brown, your real estate professional and marketing entrepreneur. Wanted to come to you guys with another fact here as we are going through the Challenge 2020. A topic that I wanted to bring up to you guys is in reference to why a seller should get a home inspection before going on the market. So this topic was actually brought up in one of my meetings today. So I actually wanted to just kind of give some information about it. It is key. It would be wise, especially in my market right now, to have a home inspection before going on the market. This is if you're a seller. And the reason I say this is because whether you know it or not, approximately 20% of deals or contracts that are submitted fall through because of the inspection. Because something came up and it spooked the buyers and the buyers backed out. So with that also being said, typically if an inspection is done after the fact, after it goes under contract, it usually costs you a little bit more, or I won't say a little bit more, a lot more for the repair costs to be done versus you doing an inspection ahead of time. And what I mean by that is because if something is found in an inspection while you're under contract, typically it's written up where you have to get a licensed, a certified individual to make those repairs. Now, obviously with those, the big major items, ideally you would hope the seller would get someone that was licensed, but even smaller things as say a GFI electrical outlet. A lot of times people miss that on a regular. It could be, I've sold homes that are only a couple of years old, and for some reason the GFCI outlet went out and it just wasn't working. You can go to the store, Home Depot, Lowe's, whatever hardware store. You can buy the piece for about $8 to $10. It takes about 10 minutes, if you don't know what you're doing, to reinstall a new one. Okay? However, so that would have cost you, you know, your say $10 plus your time to do it. Now, if you were on a contract and that repair needed to be done, a lot of times it's written up that you have to get that repair done by a licensed and insured professional. If an electrician has to come out and do that, they're charging $80 to $90. And a lot of times they charge you for at least, they'll do the 1 hour of labor, plus they have like a $60 service fee for just coming out. So trust me, it's not worth it. but that's one reason. But then another reason is because, like I said, approximately 20% of deals fall through because of this. But if you have your home inspected beforehand and you find something, number one, you can go ahead and fix those items. Number two, if you decide not to fix those items, or if something comes up and for whatever reason, it could be financial or you just don't want to do it as a seller, you can have that report presented while your home is on the market. You can have your agent show any potential buyer. So if they see that information, one, they know that you've already gone ahead and fixed a number of items. Two, you know what is wrong or so wrong with the property already ahead of time. So they know this before going under contract. So with that being said, it saves you a lot of time, a lot of worry. And it also means that the buyer already knows what they're getting into beforehand. Now, typically what a buyer will do is go right ahead and get an inspection done. That's what they'll typically do. And when that happens, that's perfectly fine too. You can go ahead and have an inspection done. Just in case you don't want to use the inspection report that was done previously. But I've seen it where a lot of times the buyers will get the inspection report and contact the inspector. One, they want to see if it's someone that's reputable, someone that's out there, someone that actually cares about their brand, and get the feedback on what they found. Because a lot of times they'll just say, hey, this is an easy fix. It may cost you about $80 or whatever like that. If you know that offhand, you may just go ahead and go into the deal with no issue. But as a seller, it will alleviate people backing out of the deal. It'll save you the headache of being taken off the market and possibly being put back on the market. Because when a property is taken off the market, a lot of people are like, okay, it's pending. And then when it comes back on the market, especially if it's like, say, within like a 2 week time frame, they're like, okay, well, what's wrong with the property that they backed out and that they didn't move forward with the contract? You know, that always goes through a lot of potential buyers' mindset. So you don't want to spook your buyers, because trust me, with the internet nowadays, they're paying attention to what properties are new that are coming to the market and when they're coming taken off the market. So they know that, especially if it's a property that they're looking at. But just wanted to say, if you're a seller, go ahead and have your home pre-inspected so that you can avoid the headache. Spend a few hundred bucks, because it's going to save you a number or a lot, an additional a few hundred bucks, because of the licensed contractor that you didn't have to utilize to fix some of those simple fixes. But that's one of the big things as a seller. Have it done ahead of time. It avoids a lot of headache, especially down the road. You won't have any surprises in the deal, and you have more control of the outcome of your home getting sold. So this is Chris Brown, your real estate professional and marketing entrepreneur. Always feel free to visit me at realestatewithchrisbrown.com. That is a website where you can actually acquire a buyer's guide or even a seller's guide. So visit realestatewithchrisbrown.com, get your buyer's guide or seller's guide, just finding different tips on how to sell your home fast. It's Chris Brown, your real estate professional and marketing entrepreneur. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.